dance of Crete, Kritikos, one of the 36 Greek dances by Nikos Skalkotas, and Nikos Christodoulou there conducting the BBC Symphony Orchestra. This is BBC Radio 3, it's 1 minute past 10, time now for World Roots, and this week Lucy Duran is in Albania.
Do you often have parties like this? Is this very exceptional?
This is exceptional in terms of having the whole band, and especially hearing them saying they haven't been in this environment for 20 years means that's an exceptional. But we have very often parties in my garden.
And with live music.
With live music, but like not with a whole band. So this has been a new experience. And so my house officially is a party house. From now on, I bet this musician will come back again just to play for fun.
So it's that concept of chef. Of fun,
yes.
Of enjoyment,
exactly.
Pleasure.
Each of us has their own problems, but when it comes to music, we just forget about it and able to go with the moment and celebrate it.
So celebrate music life. Is a way of really letting go.
Absolutely. This is a very chaotic country and with problematic with all around, but however, people never forget to switch straight away to the importance of life and celebrate it. Then go back to the problem the next day or whenever the next occasion comes, but never forget to do that switch rather than live with a constant worry of it.
That sounds like a very good philosophy to me. I find it hard to believe that I'm actually here. I've always wanted to come to Albania. And the reason why is because way back in the late 1960s, I heard a wonderful album recorded by the British folklorist A.L. Lloyd, one of the very few recordings of Albanian folk music that was available for many years outside the country. And some of the music that I heard on that album has haunted me ever since. It was a long time ago that Bert Lloyd was here, and a lot has changed since then. And I'm wondering now whether I'm going to hear anything as powerful as he did. The history of Albania is one of conquest and invasion. For five centuries, it was part of the Ottoman Empire. And after the Second World War, it became the world's first atheist state under a communist party led by Enver Hoxha. For almost 50 years, Albanian borders were closed to the outside world. And as the regime fell out with its communist allies, Yugoslavia, Soviet Union, and then China, it became more paranoid and more isolationist. Democracy came in the early 90s, and since then, Albania's trodden a rocky road to become the modern state that it is today. I'm at a garden party in Tirana, the capital of Albania, at the home of Albanian artist and music lover Edit Pulai. And over the next 3 weeks, we're going to be travelling the length and breadth of this country to hear some of Albania's finest musicians playing uniquely Albanian music. But we're starting right here with an all-star ensemble of Tirana musicians led by the clarinetist Ismail Kavaja. Edith, I'm sure that this party's going to get even wilder, and I'm looking forward to doing more dancing. So let's have one more wonderful piece of music from Tirana.
Great, let's do it. Are you ready, Lucy?
Absolutely.
Let's go for it.
Thank you. Edit, yes. We're going by a square in the middle of Tirana, which is, it looks a bit like a building site, but in the middle of the building site is a bronze statue of a man on horseback. Who's he?
The Skanderbeg, our national hero. And actually, we're going to his castle right now in Kruja, where he fought his battles and won against Turks in 1456, I think. Basically, he was a high rank on the Turkish Empire. Was abducted as a young kid, as many Albanian young boys were taken to Turkey to be trained.
To be a janissary,
exactly. So, and he did become, and then eventually, when he was in a very high point of his career as a military or janitor, he was sent on a mission to Albania. The Turks thought that he had forgotten and he's completely converted, and so they sent him. And then
back to his homeland,
back to his own
where
land.
They had abducted him
exactly.
From.
But also they sent him trusting that he was the best soldier they could send here, and also thinking that he has forgotten his roots or his national feelings or anything like that, which proved wrong because Skanderbeg came and he never returned.
He never went back to Turkey, he stayed here.
He stayed here and fought the battles in the castles where we're going now.
And what happened in the end? He lost because the Turks stayed on.
He won many battles against Turks until he died. And when he died, then that's where the army started to fall apart, basically without his leadership. And that's where Turks became strong again.
What are they doing in the square, in the Skanderbeg Square?
Well, now it's a new urbanization program. Basically, they are... this was the old typical communist square, very wide and open, just with the Skanderbeg standing there in a little park.
So even under the communists, he was still the national hero.
He was the only hero we always recognized. And in Kruja, they made a museum of Skanderbeg. And so, yeah, it's very, during communists, he was always recognized as a major hero.
But now this city, Tirana, is becoming very modernized.
But we're not forgetting Skanderbeg within the modernization. As you could see, we are modernizing the whole square, but the Skanderbeg is integrated and still standing on his horse in the middle of it.
So we're going to see the castle of your national hero.
Yes, we're going to see the castle, and that's where we're going to record the Kruja band in the castle. Bachme
Jafa Mori Hutaime.
Mustafa, I understand you're 90 years old.
According to the books, he's 90, but he should be 96.
And so you're one of the founder members of this group, the Old Men of Kruja. Mustafa, will you tell me about one of your songs that your group does?
It's a song about, it starts about the matchmaker last night told me that I should marry the old man. And I say, why should I marry the old man when I have my young boyfriend? Then the friends of her say, marry the young man. She says, yes, thank you, friends. Of course, I'll marry the young man. And that's all the song about, this teasing and old man as a character, as a future husband for a young, beautiful girl from Kruja.
So we're going to hear the old men of Kruja singing a song advising women not to marry the old men. Right up here in Kruja. That's brilliant.
Mere moj, mere platune, Cila është më bukra, moj nja jo faqe kuqja, nja jo faqe kuqja, moj syt me lot që i bushka, me lot e me shije, moj fshia me shamije, me shamit beqarit, moj qenge bashk i djallit.
A song advising young women not to marry old men, and that's done by the old men, in fact, of Kruja, of this town where we are now, in the centre of Albania. And that group consists of five chorus singers, all men, a clarinet player, a daire player, which is the frame drum, a violinist, who's also the lead singer, and an accordion. And the accordionist is Mehmet Lubani. He's also the leader of the band, and he's here with me now. Tell us about this kind of music, Mehmet.
Kruja si qytet I vjetër.
Kruja is a typical town and high mountainous and has got a very special music, and it's a strong tradition on the music, which we have been trying to maintain as long as possible. The group itself has been going since 1957. And would say we are the second generation because our fathers were also members of this group. So now it's passing on and on to different generations.
Sounds to me like dance music, though. Is it music for weddings, for festivities? When would you play it?
Yes, they are very wedding songs, and we use them a lot in the weddings.
So how was it for your group during the communist period?
Was an amateur movement, all on voluntary basis. Only when they had to tour around the country, the government would pay for the travel or for allowances, but throughout the years as a group, they sustained on voluntary basis. And also from the government, the most important element was the costumes. So we had an amazing wardrobe, which now, unfortunately, we have to, it's all private, so we have to buy or rent, and it's a bit too, it's a hassle. We don't have an existing one. But that was amazing what the communism times did to maintain the traditional costumes. And
so actually the communist regime was more supportive, would you say, than your current system?
Problemit përgjithshëm.
So, yes, in appearance, of course, we are much more supported by the communist regime, as I explained, with costumes and with everything else. However, ideologically, when it comes to the lyrics and all the support was, of course, supporting the system and the ideology of communism. So, in relation to that, the freedom which we have now to do and to sing and not to be so constrained on the lyrics directed by the party and... So that's the difference between that kind of support from the exterior point of view. It was much, much better.
So the price that you paid to be supported, to have your costumes paid for and to be sponsored with your tours, the price that you paid was that you had to do propaganda songs for the regime.
Yes, definitely. That's how it was everything. But however, the melody... or the sound has never changed, has been old as 100 years ago. What has changed during the communists was the lyrics. And of course, that was the only manipulation they could do to interfere with the characteristic sounds of the Kruja. Just the lyrics had to be changed, like in everything, like in movies and...
Well, Mehmet, please, will you play one more song for us?
Është titulli Moj Zoge, Moj Zoge.
It's a love song, and Zoge, it's an allegoric way referring to a beautiful young girl, is the word bird. And so it's calling this girl my bird, but not in the English sense. It's not that. When it's something beautiful and joyous, when you say someone bird. So basically they're inviting her to come to the wedding, and she says, I want to come, but I can't, I don't have clothes to wear. And the guy who is telling her to go, he says, I will buy you the clothes, just come because I'm the one for you. The guy from Kruja.
a very trendy part of town. Edith, where are we going?
Luz, where we are walking now, it's called the block, the heart of Tirana, the capital. Equivalent of Soho, so it's a 24 hours party area. This is during the post-communist times. As before, where we were just walking, it was impossible to cross and was always guarded by soldiers because here lived the elite, I mean, including the dictator Enver Hoxha, with all his ministers and all the party members. So it was a very privileged and very protected area.
So you, for example, would not have been able, under the communist regime, to get into this area?
No, of course not. It was not only guarded with soldiers, but also with cameras, so you couldn't even, there was a certain distance you had to keep from the road. Where we are walking was just impossible even to look or to see or to have an idea what's there, what's inside there.
And now it's the Soho of Tirana.
Yes, now all the villas of the elite communist government are turned into bars and restaurants and lively. It's very lively, as you could see. And in one of those bars, we're going to meet West Side Family.
Who were they?
The most popular band. My favorite too, but also very favorite here in Albania. Kind of hip-hop, folk, turbo, the mix of modern music.
Great. Let's go and meet them.
Nukina dritta, nukina ujna, pokina gota, pjot beraki. Nukina shpina, nukina puna, pokina me njen, me bodashni. Kina lin për qef, na kina lin për qef. A henge në alkohol nga mbrëmja në mëngjes. Nuk kina makina, kina kala me karoca. Shqyt ky zotit kina plot, quna e në goca. Kina majtofona, me digjo muzik. Skina haber fare na për politik. Shqyt ky zotit skina strese e në pare. Dim me gëzu jetën vetëm me një dare. Kur nuk kina lek, kafesat ne i hapim. E kina mbushtironën madje integrabi. Skina petendime më mirë nga të gjithjemi. Sa të gjojmë orqestrën s'na ma më veni. Haden e ti ga gjoj. Jo jetën ta gëzojmë. Haden e ti kolare, streset i harojmë. Haden e ti mi goce, se s'na ma mo veni. Ta gëzojmë këtë jetë, se gjithë një vendovemi.
S'kena para, kena linë e për se vëda. E bëjmë shefin në batjava, jena për marshala. S'kena para.
I'm sitting in a bar in the happening part, the kind of the youthful, lively part of Tirana, capital of Albania. And we've just been hearing a fantastic track, which is called Kena Lind Per Chef. It translates as We Are Born For Fun. And it's by a band called West Side Family. And there are the three main members of that band sitting here with me. They are Miri, Flori and Landi. So a really wonderful track. I really like it. And what's interesting for me is that it has a bit of an oriental flavor to it. And I'm not quite sure here in Albania whether, how you see yourselves. Do you see yourselves as Europeans? Do you see yourselves as more sort of towards Asia? Because I hear a bit of like Turkish belly dance type of music.
Albania have some kind of influence, you know, because of the invasion, you know, from Turkish, from Eastern. We got something like Oriental music here in our folk. And here in the song is some kinds of gypsy music. We got the format of rap and hip-hop from America, and we put it in our way. We mix it up in hip-hop folk Albania, you know? We got something that it's our.
Landi, you have a really unique history here. Your recent history is pretty remarkable. I mean, I just crossed a huge boulevard to get to this part of Tirana. And apparently, 20 years ago, there were no private cars. Until 20 years ago, you were very, very isolated. So how has that affected young people like you?
We do the first songs, hip-hop, because we have a need for expression for a lot of things. Because we was most poor in East, with most strong dictator in East. After a long, long time, the doors were open for us, and everybody goes here and there, and they'd come from the dark to the light.
In the song we just heard, you're saying we were born for fun. Mm-hmm. So you were born for fun, but you haven't had any fun.
I don't know, this is a large concert, we can talk about it like day and night, but I would say the music these recently 20 years has changed a lot, but not the politic in Albania.
You're making a political comment with this music.
In a way, yes. In a way, yes. Because the lyrics goes like this: Nukena drita, nukena uina, pokena gota plot meraki, which it means we have no lights, electricity, we have no running water, but we have our glasses full of raki, which is something to drink. Nukena spina, nukena puna, pokena menia nebodashni, which goes like, we have no houses, we have no jobs, but we have time to make love. So this is not normal. I mean, like, the one that should listen doesn't listen to this, and the people who doesn't have to listen to this, listen to this. This is the irony and the absurdity of it.
So the ones who have no electricity and running water and drink the raki, they're the ones who are listening to your music. And the ones who could do something about it and give ones, you the running water and the electricity
still,
are not listening.
Still after 20 years are doing, I don't want to say something with F words and stuff, but are doing nothing.
Stalini have said, doesn't matter who vote, it's matter who counts, you know?
In Albania.
You understand this?
Yes. That's why it's...
So probably somebody knows how to count better in Albania than somebody else.
But you still got the spirit to carry on doing this hip-hop. The people who you would like to influence are not listening. But maybe you're keeping the spirits up of people who don't have anything.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me about your song, Chica, because that's another one that's got a great refrain.
This is not irony. This is pure dedication to all Albanian girls and ladies. And we have beautiful ladies, thank God. We have a beautiful country, thank God. We have an ugly politics.
So let's hear West Side Family's song, Chica.
Oh, chike, chike.
Oh, chike, chike. Luye ganyo chike. Oh, luye belin. Chike ganyo chike. Oh, chike, chike. Luye belin chike. Oh, ganyo chike. Oh, chike, chike. Luye ganyo chike. Oh, luye belin. Chike ganyo chike. Oh, chike, chike. Luye belin chike. Oh, ganyo chike. Samo chenna. Manura sexy tikatse. Samo chenna. Manura yote si dofe. Samo chenna.
Chica, a song about Albania's beautiful women by West Side Family, who are one of Tirana's most popular bands. Well, we're leaving Tirana now and we're heading south to the city of Korça, which has the reputation of being one of Albania's most cultured cities. It also played a key role in the struggle for independence from centuries of Ottoman rule. And after independence in 1912, it developed some really interesting urban musical traditions. Well, the next lot of musicians that we're going to be meeting are called Grupi Lira, and I've been told to find them in the Palace of Culture here in Korça. So I've been wandering around, and it turns out that there are actually three palaces of culture. So this is the third one, and I'm hoping that they will be here and I can hear some very promising sounds already. Ah, so this is a wonderful sight in this room with this very high ceilings and wooden floors are some 30-odd people playing string instruments like guitars, accordion, something that looks like a mandolin. Some of them look fairly elderly. They look like they're having some kind of a meeting. There's some music manuscript in front of them. Someone is looking as though he's conducting, just finishing a meeting. And, well, I guess this is Grupi Lira. You're one of the singers in Grupi Lira. Tell me your name.
My name is Corcho Grameno.
How long have you been a member of this group, Corcho?
I have been since 1970.
1970? Wow, that's a long time. That's 41 years.
Just the way I was a young boy, I was a participant of this choir.
And what attracted you to sing in this choir? You liked the music?
My tradition, because my father has been also a good singer. And my friends, we have sung many songs, always in our streets of Korcha.
You sang songs on the streets?
Yes.
What, so you serenaded?
Serenaded.
So you would actually go under people's balconies and sing to women?
Yes. Yes, it is a tradition of our town.
Do you know about the history of this group, Grupi Lira?
Yes, it was created from 1922. And first of all, they have been 12 singers. And after some years, they had a great success.
So they performed around the country?
Yes, around the country.
And this was a new music?
It was a music created by the Korcha's composers. It is a kind of a thing that Korcha has been so involved in European culture and also from United States culture, because from our town have been too many immigrants, so they earned something from their culture.
So there is a long tradition here in Korcha of war looking towards the West, Western European.
And our composers had studied in Europe, France, Italy, so they were so prepared.
Korcha, the group began in 1922. What happened during the communist period here?
Really, the group continued the tradition. And in all concerts, for many celebrations in Albania, we were performing and singing the same songs. This is the reality, no difference. But I think with some special groups, like our choir, like Shkodra's choir, like Kruja's choir, and some others.
Did you listen to foreign music when you were growing up? Korcho?
Sometimes we listened some kind of Spanish music, some Italian music, but with a great fear.
With fear?
Yes.
Why?
Because the communist regime was so wild with the foreign music. They had a crazy idea for this music and for the people who used it to sing, because they considered person who was singing foreign music, for example, English music, American music, they considered these persons as enemies, so the prison was ready for them. Famous singer from Korça, his name is Sherif Merdani. He suffered about 17 years in prison.
Just because of singing just foreign music?
Because he singed foreign music. The music at that time was so developing in a kind of modern way, but here was not allowed. So what can we do? We shut it our mouths and we're listening the radios secretly.
And instruments? Could you play instruments? Or
sometimes when we go to serenade in our streets, the police was going to arrest us. They confiscated our guitars many, many times.
So music has been considered something very powerful, either for the government or against the government.
It was a strong arm, and the communist regime was so afraid because we were so closed, and Hoxha doesn't wanted to open our country.
You were so enclosed.
In a great prison.
You were in a big prison here in Albania.
Yes, in a big prison. But I said great, that it was a prison and in our hearts.
So somehow you managed to continue through the dark years of the communist period and survive. Your patriotic songs weren't used by the government?
Sometimes, yes. But sometimes, no. At that time, we have sang some songs dedicated to the leader. But so was the time.
In many concerts, don't sing those
we
songs
began
anymore.
The concert with a kind of song I can remember. It was like the same song. Our commander is leading us in the battles. So was the title. And there was no concert that this song was not sung.
So you had to sing them?
Yes, of course.
And now you don't sing those songs?
No.
But you still sing about your country, which
yes,
you love.
It's our motherland, and we love it. Although, for many, many reasons, but it is ours.
Problematic though it is.
Yes.
It's still
Let's
yours.
Let's go. God bless us.
Well, they say that music and raki go well together, and it's very true. Everywhere that we've been offered raki, and we've heard some really extraordinary music. So I would like to raise my glass to A.L. Lloyd, to Bert Lloyd. You're the person who brought me here, Bert. Wherever you are, thank you very much for
for recording such amazing music back in the 1960s. And I think you would be very happily surprised to hear that Albanian music is doing extremely well. Cheers, Bert. Gëzuar, as they say in Albanian.
And cheers, Lucy. Lucy Duran was in Albania for World Roots, and the producer was Peter Meanwell. Well, more details of all the music in that programme can be found on the World Music pages of the Radio 3 website. And next week, Lucy continues south in Albania to hear the distinctive isopolyphonic singing. That's at the same time next Sunday evening, 10 p.m. Well, on BBC Radio 3 tomorrow night, our live concert comes from London's Queen Elizabeth Hall as the BBC Concert Orchestra presents Disturbia.
Halloween on BBC Radio 3. The spine-tingling thrills of Penderecki. A young woman whose life is hanging by a thread. And the soundtrack for a drama that was never written. Radio 3 live in concert. BBC Radio 3. Tomorrow night, 7:30.
Miss it at your peril. Well, on a less scary note, Through the Night sets off at 12:30 tonight with what was definitely one of the highlights of last year's proms, Donald Runicle's conducting forces from Glasgow and Edinburgh in Mahler's world-embracing Third Symphony. And to follow it, choral music by one of the few who appreciated Mahler the composer when he was alive, Arnold Schoenberg. Do join me for that if you can. BBC Radio 3, and now a special edition of Jazz Lineup recorded at King's Place in London. The concert's introduced by Julian Joseph.
Good evening from King's Place, London, and once again, Jazz Lineup. Visit this vibrant and inventive space with the band tonight that is as creative as the building they are performing in. Willem Simcock is a busy man, currently enjoying a Mercury Music Prize nomination for his latest recording, Good Days, at Schloss Elmau. The nomination honors a man at the height of his musical powers. He has truly evolved and transcended his position as Radio 3's first new generation jazz artist, and the Elmau recording showcases his solo piano virtuosity, and it also follows on from his solo duo and trio recording Blues Vignette, the album where he first revealed his latest working trio. Like many of the most accomplished jazzmen, Guillem thrives on collaboration, and I recently heard him sparkle in a duet with star vocalist Cleveland Watkiss as part of his piano vocal series at the Pheasantry in Chelsea. The Anglo-American quartet, The Impossible Gentleman, features the pianist on a recording of the same name with Mike Walker, Adam Nussbaum, and Steve Swallow, and it showcases an exciting band currently wowing audiences at all the international jazz festivals. But it is his regular working trio that we concentrate on today. The Russian bassist Yuri Golubev and British drummer James Madron. And the trio is at the heart of Guillem's conception, and it's part of his grand musical vision. And today he invites his longtime collaborator and special guest from Acoustic Triangle, Tim Garland, on saxophones and bass clarinet. But he won't play on the first tune, but it's time to introduce you to, with his trio of Yuri Golubev on bass, James Madron on the drums, ladies and gentlemen, I give you Guillem Simcock.